This is one of my favorite passages of the Bible, believe it or not. Abraham takes an animal, slices it in two, divides the pieces, and then he sits and falls into a trance, and he has an experience of a theophany. That's a visible representation of God's presence that is not God's presence, like the burning bush. God is not a burning bush, but he uses a burning bush to make his manifest presence known to Moses. And there is a theophany of a smoking fire pot that seemingly levitates and kind of passes between these pieces, and then God speaks to Abraham and re-declares his covenant and says he's going to be faithful forever. What on earth is going on?
Quite fascinating.
What on earth is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. I don't have much to say about the techniques of ancient butchery, right? I mean, they had tools and they knew how to hack up animals, all right? And if you read the descriptions of sacrificial worship in the temple, it's pretty clear they knew how to divide up animals, all right? But I'm not a butcher, and I'm a vegetarian. I don't even go in for that anymore, you know. I've sliced my share of chicken breasts, which are not too tough, you know, but these days it's just, you know, melons and...
Kale doesn't put up too much of a fight.
Kale doesn't put up too much of a fight. Okay. So I don't really care about that question, but I am fascinated by this passage. Jeremiah 34:18. This is the key. Therefore, all right, those who have violated my covenant and have not fulfilled the terms of the covenant they made before me, I will treat like the calf that they cut in two and then walked between its pieces. All right, okay. So in Jeremiah, we are privy to an ancient covenant ceremony. We have the explanation for an ancient covenant ceremony. The covenants of the Near East, ancient Near East, were suzerainty covenants, a lord and a vassal. And the lesser party, the vassal in the covenant treaty, would slice an animal in two and then call down a curse upon himself and say, if I violate the terms of this covenant, be it unto me as done to this animal. May you slice me in half.
Yeah.
Right. That's the solemnity with which I'm making this bond, and I'm binding myself by this sacred act of this sacrifice, and I pass between the pieces to identify with the sacrificial victim and call down on myself this particular curse if I should violate the terms.
Okay.
Here's what's fascinating about Jeremiah 15. Abraham's not the guy going through the pieces. It's the theophany that's going through the pieces.
Mm.
It is as if God were saying, if I, God, violate the terms of this covenant, may it be done to me as was done to this animal, this slaughtered beast.
Right.
Well, God never violates the terms of the covenant. Man does. And guess what happens? God is the sacrificial victim.
Wow.
The crucifixion of Christ is the unanticipated fulfillment of, unanticipated in one sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Abraham couldn't never have fathomed how literally God was making this covenant with him, right? God bears the sacrificial burden created by man's disobedience. All of this presaged in Genesis 15. And as well, I mean, so many times, I mean, the account of Isaac, sacrifice of Isaac, it's just Christological typology after Christological typology in the Old Testament. All of it pointing to Jesus.